We're in this together. CKBW.
The mayor of Bridgewater, David Mitchell, joins me on the phone. Hey, Mr. Mayor, how you doing?
I'm good, Ryan. How are you?
It's spring, right? So that's a positive.
Yeah, that's the light in this dark time.
Exactly. You're working from home as much as you can right now, right?
As much as I can. I'm working from home for my other job, let's say, and working from home as much as I can in my role as mayor.
How are you keeping yourself entertained while at home all these extra hours?
I actually haven't had any chance to be entertained.
Doing
a lot of work trying to answer people's questions and concerns, talking to businesses, trying to make sure that accurate information is flowing. So I haven't had time to kind of sit down with Netflix and watch too much. So right now it's just trying to keep people calm and ease their concerns.
There's some good stuff on Netflix. I'll give you some recommendations when we're off the air.
Awesome.
As a mayor, you really have the pulse on the community, and you've been doing a great job keeping a line of communication open on your Mayor David Mitchell Facebook page. On it, you mentioned you've been talking with local grocers. What are they telling you?
So the thing that I'm being told over and over and over again is that delivery trucks are still arriving daily, that while they might not be able to get, 1,000 cases of toilet paper, they're getting cases of toilet paper as an example. So they're not being told they can't get items. What they're getting is, yes, in reduced quantities, but I wanted to make that clear to people that the supply chain is working, groceries are arriving every day.
If you need something, you can go out and get it. You don't need to stock up in your house for the next 3 months. Other people need stuff too, and they need stuff for today and tomorrow.
That's exactly it, and that's the issue we saw with the toilet paper, for example, is that people thought they needed a 6-month supply, which meant that those that needed it because they legitimately ran out don't have it. So there's no need to panic buy. Goods are still traveling all across the country, and the grocers are putting measures in place to make sure that they're safe.
What else has changed over the past week in the town of Bridgewater?
So within the organization ourselves, we've got staff working from home wherever possible. We're rotating crews that are out in the public to keep them safe. So they're on different rotations to reduce some staff complements and make sure they're home when they can be home. For other businesses in the community, we've seen obviously restaurants going to takeout or delivery only. Grocery stores are now reducing how many people can go in at a time, but again, that doesn't mean that they can go in and have to worry about food running out. So we're seeing changes in local businesses as the province makes changes and as these corporations have to adapt as well to ensure social distancing. Transit will be moving to no charge, so Bridgewater Transit is going to be free until further notice. We don't want anyone having to interact by exchanging bus passes or money with the driver. And we have social distancing in place within the bus as well, and extra cleaning.
On your update yesterday on Facebook, you talked about something that's very important I want to touch on here, and that's folks on social media outing people who are or they think should be self-isolating. You're hearing it. People have called me at CKBW trying to out others as well. Would you agree nothing productive will come from trying to name and shame members in our community?
Yeah, and I totally agree, and actually take it a step further. It's harmful. So the example I used yesterday was someone outing a couple that they thought had been on vacation, but they hadn't. And, it's very damaging. You're putting people at risk. We've seen and heard stories across the country of people having fights in the grocery store and fights out in public because they had heard or they had thought that person had just come back from a trip, and why are they out? We don't know everyone's circumstances, and assuming such, it's not helping bring the community together. Everyone is anxious. Everyone is under incredible stress and pressure, and wasting our time trying to out people or out businesses is not helping. When all this passes, and it is going to pass, when all this passes, we still have to return to being the regular community that we are. We still are going to go interact with these people. And I need people to think down the road, what happens in 3 months or 4 months when you're back at that store that you just shamed? When you run into that person that you tried to publicly embarrass, we're still neighbors and friends, and we need to continue to be neighbors and friends. And it's really, it's wasting everyone's time to, as Dr. Strang said, try to chase down COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. This is a time where we need to be together, not just in Bridgewater, but across the entire South Shore.
Yes.
And that includes still checking in on our neighbors, family members, and seniors in our community. Just because we can't physically go and see them, that doesn't mean that we can't still reach out. We live in 2020. We have so much great technology to communicate.
Absolutely. And that's where people's efforts should be. I'm imploring people, if you've got the time that you had to dedicate to trying to out people for being out in the public, why not refocus those to, you know what, I had a high school friend that I'm friends on Facebook with. Maybe I'll see if I can give them a call. Or, you know what, I've got a neighbor that I've never actually really talked to. I'll reach out to them on social media. I'll look up their telephone number. 2020, like the last 5-6 years, people have hardly used the telephone. It's time to actually get back to using a telephone and having a conversation with people.
Oh, you can talk to people on telephone?
I've heard that, yes.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to try that out. Well, listen, spring has arrived, so that's a positive note on the day. And people can still go outside. What can folks do for fun this spring in Bridgewater?
Yeah, so you can bike. You can use the trails. You can go to the parks. You can go for a walk, doing all of that while ensuring social distancing. So, you know, if you're on the trail and someone's coming towards you, I would ask that people do step as far apart as they can. But we can be out in the fresh air. Again, just always ensuring that we're practicing that social distancing, but get outside. You can drive to the beach and you can walk along the beach. I can't think of a better place to really have that social distancing in place than walking along our amazing beaches, because you can just be, you have so much room. Take your dogs for a walk. Just get outside when you can.
Is there anything else you want to add before we wrap things up?
I think what I want to say is, despite the challenges we're facing, I am so proud of this community. The words of encouragement I'm seeing from people to other people, I know that there are people that are just, they're struggling right now, and I'm so, I don't know how to even adequately describe how proud I am for the people who are stepping up to help. And I just thank all of those for doing their part, because we are going to get through this if we all do exactly what we're being told by Dr. Strang, and I know that people are, so thank you.
Well, Mayor Mitchell, thank you for coming on to CKBW today to talk to us about what's going on, and also for keeping those updates coming regularly. I know yesterday you said it was going to be a short post. Didn't really make it very short, huh?
No, those days are long gone, I think. They don't teach you this in so you want to be on town council. So,
I bet. Yeah, same in radio
school. We're
all
adapting as quickly as we can, and I think the days of the short post are gone.
Well, listen, we'll keep in touch with you throughout this all. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.